Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Pony Development Sync. Today is September 19th, 2023. We have four attendees today. I'm Sean Allen. I'm your host today. Joe, our usual host, is not around. Gordon, could you please introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Gord Tischer.
Dippin, could you do the same?
Hi, I'm Dippin.
And Adrian.
Adrian Boyko.
All right. Well, we had some smaller things that were part of our agenda today, so I knocked a number of those off, but not all of them. Let's start with PR25 and the Ponylang contributors repo. Gordon, have you had a chance to look at this? Joe had one comment, but otherwise that was it. It adds documentation for around security and GitHub actions, both for running the actions themselves and the images that we use. Have you had a chance to look, Gordon?
No, not yet. I can look at it now.
Okay, well, how about this? Just make some time today, look at it, comment on it. It doesn't have to be merged immediately. It can get some comments and and then if it's not ready by the time that I leave later this week, it can wait a couple weeks. All right.
Sounds good.
Okay. Anybody else who wants to, they can also have a read through. And, you know, particularly around, wait, what are you trying to say here? Hopefully it's all clear. But if not, you know, there we go. Okay, on to the library documentation action, issue 33, add a missing contributing.md, which should be modeled after the AppDears one, but is slightly different because there's no pony code in here. I'm going to remove the discuss during sync on this. It is a good first issue item. Yep, that's about all there is on that one. Which does raise a question, though, for the folks who are here. Do you think it would perhaps result in more activity around good first issue items if we regularly, like every week or every 2 weeks or every month, posted a listing, kind of like how we have the sync agenda, to the Contribute to Pony stream on Zulip with a listing of all of the open good first issue items?
Looking for my mute button. Yeah, obviously it wouldn't hurt, right? Well, I think maybe once a month.
I think my question would be is, do you think it would be worth the effort that goes into doing it? Like, do you imagine that anybody that it would spur people to occasionally look at it and go, oh, I have a bit of time, I could knock that off?
I know that I'm constantly in that category where I want to contribute something, so hitting me with things would probably be good.
Okay.
And eventually when I get some time, I'll actually do one of them.
Dippin, Gordon, what do you think?
Is the goal to get more new people in the community to contribute?
No, it's just to get people to knock off low-hanging fruit.
Okay, because good first issue kind of implies that they may be reserved for people getting their feet wet with Pony who want to contribute.
No, they're certainly not reserved for that. It's just they are ones that would be good first issues. Right. Which and good first issues generally mean that they're usually fairly low effort and don't require a lot of background knowledge, etc.
Fair enough. I guess I think reminding people that they exist is probably a good thing, whatever mechanism is used.
What do you think, Gordon?
Yeah, I think more visibility on issues would be good.
All right. I will look into doing that then, because I could probably, even though it's sort of hacky, I can probably basically duplicate the sync helper and modify it slightly to do that. So I will take a look at that. I think that was in the library documentation action, right? Yep. In library documentation action v2, we have the same issue, add missing contributing.md. That's number 11, removing the discuss during sync. It'd be great if anybody wanted to knock that off. In pony patterns, we had PR 69. I already merged that one. In the pony tutorial, we had issue 520, which was advertise markdown files in docs as source files. I also merged that one right before the meeting. So on to the pony C repo. Issue 4450, this is a small PR for me, which is an update to the POSIX state format doc string. Gordon, could you take a look?
Yeah, it looks good to me.
It felt like a small, tiny little thing that would be good. All right. That one is merged. Next up, we have remove non-standard format content. This is PR 4448, also from me. It removes a comment from 7 years ago, which was in a format which is which Doxygen notes, and somebody happened to have run Doxygen across stuff, and it flagged this. And well, one, I don't think this needs a comment, and two, I certainly don't think that it requires this particular format, where if somebody ever ran Doxygen against stuff, it would fail. So my PR removes it. You good with that, Gordon? Yep, looks like you are. You approved it. Okay. Next, fix incorrect dtrace probe setup. This is 4447 in the Pony C repo. Again, we had some incorrect stuff in the in our dtrace setup, and this can keep happening because we have no CI around this, which will raise an issue, which we'll get to shortly. Anybody want to look at this and go, why, yes, those are correct fixes? And Gordon, do you think updating dtrace probes requires a changelog entry or no?
I don't know how many people are actually using it.
None, because it's broken.
Well, maybe if we add a changelog entry, then people will notice and want to use and want to fix it.
They can't. Well, they need to understand the build system. We'll get there. There's no way to build it with dtrace right now.
Well, then. Yeah, then I don't think it warrants a change log.
Does this look good to you? I can merge it. We can move on to the issues.
Yeah, it looks good to me.
So I went to set up CI to fix that, to make sure that these things wouldn't get broken again in the future, or that they were working actually, which leads us to issue 4449, which is that while you can do use dtrace when you configure, there was a bunch of additional dtrace related functionality, which is not there. I link in the issue to the the original commit to our pre-CMake C file, which did various bits of fun for running dtrace, the dtrace commands to create the .o file, and et cetera. I don't know. Do you feel so if I follow this correctly, right? We need to create the .o file, and then we need to, what is it actually doing with that AR with the .o file in this original commit, Gordon?
Hang on, let me take a look.
It's on live 539 of the commit, in the make file of the commit that I did. And also 540, yeah. But O files isn't, does that still exist?
Yeah, I'm not sure what O files is.
Huh. I wonder what O files was. Well, I guess take a look. O files. Apparently we used to be finding all of the object files. Okay. And we're using it to link libpony runtime. So this would require us creating the dtrace probes.o and then making it part of the runtime linking, Gordon. That's what that is. You know the CMake stuff much better than me. Do you feel like this is something you could take on?
Yeah, I can take a look.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah.
Should I leave a comment as to what the old O-line stuff was on here for you?
Yes, please.
Okay. Okay, I had a comment for that. I'm going to leave another comment. So when you do this and open a PR, Gordon, go ahead and open it as a draft. And I will add to your PR with some CI setup so that we'd be testing dtrace going forward to make sure that we don't break things. Sound good?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. All right. Okay, issue 4446. This is a fun one. We have a possible infinite loop. If someone was to call POSIX date format and pass it a format string that was like percentage sign P, percentage sign P, that would cause a fun infinite loop. This is actually reasonably straightforward, but irritating to fix. I'm removing the discuss during sync It would be one that should be relatively easy for somebody to address if they want to. Basically, it's we need to check the format string, and if the only thing that's in it is percentage P or percentage capital P, that means it can produce a zero length string coming out of it, which could result in an infinite loop for how our string F time code works. And so in keeping with how this particular API works, it should return an empty string. If anybody wants to take that on, that would be great. We just merged the fix for 4445, so that is now closed. We have 4443, which is a issue that I asked Joe to open because he and I were talking about this. It is... it is a change to how Pony Error would be implemented, and are working through and figuring out what would need to happen to make this happen. If anybody's interested in checking it out, we would stop using LLVM invoke, which we're reasonably certain has some bugs in it, in a combination of it and optimizations, where if you're not doing things a la C or C++ like we are not, it's not a well-tested case and it's probably buggy. We have strong reasons to believe that. And Joe, myself, and Sylvan all believe that this approach that we have, while it would take a probably a small performance hit overall, would be much more maintainable. And with a good branch prediction, it should be pretty negligible. But we have this issue to discuss it right now before we possibly do an RFC, where Joe and I keep tracking stuff. Feel free to check it out, join in if you want. On to issue 4412. This is the Pony C seg faults when trying to match using a single element tuple form. The activity on it was the original reporter saying, "Hey, Sean, no worries if you can't get this to this for a while." I also pointed Joe at it in hopes that he might know something about it. Have not gotten there yet. Let's see, what else do we have? Let's see, the ones in the Pony Lang website repo, I already did. We have a PR to add the missing contributing MD and release bot action. That's number 76. We haven't, the issue is number 76. And I opened a PR, which is number 77, which I am going to squash and merge to take care of both of those. We have the exact same dance and release notes bot action, which I am going to merge the PR to take care of this. I had opened those earlier and just hadn't stuck around for it. And we have issue 24 in the RFC tools repo, which is add missing contributing.md. Same story as the others, except this one is actually Pony code. So it can probably be exactly the aptdir's one, except for changing the name of the repo as it's mentioned in the file. And then finally, we have a advertise markdown files in text as source files in the RFC repo number 212. I've been going along and merging all of these. Thank you to I-KY who did these. I'm going to merge that. That is the end of our generated agenda, lots of small little things. Does anybody have anything they would like to discuss today? Anything to bring up? Nope. Okay. In that case, I'm going to end this. Thank you. That was a nice tight 20.